Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. We got some. I'm so excited about being here, folks. I'm so excited about what we do here. Every time we come down to talk with the folks who help support Arnold Palmer's Hospitals here in Orlando. As you may know, I mentioned once or twice that I'm on the National Advisory Council, and somebody asked me last night, why would I be part of this group? And I said, what do you do when Arnold Palmer asks you to do something? And I think somebody sitting in front of me might know a little bit about that. His name is Ron Jackson. Ron is the president and CEO of Meadowbrook Golf, which is a full-service golf management and development company. Ron, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. And what do you think about my answer when somebody asked me last night, what are you doing as part of the National Advisory Council?
Well, I think that was a perfect answer. It's a very special hospital, the Arnold Palmer Women's and Children's Hospital, and the time and resources that Arnold and his family have dedicated to the hospital just makes it one of the finest in the United States.
A lot of people don't realize he's been involved in this thing for over 30 years now.
Right.
And it was just a little small town hospital.
Apparently, they had 8 beds.
It was pretty small. It's just amazing what has happened. And of course, we're going to talk more about that with some of the other folks. And I want to talk in a minute or so about your business. But tell us about your involvement as part of the National Advisory Council for the hospital.
Well, Arnold invited me to participate. And there's two other associated activities. One of the tournaments that I have at my course here at Champions Gate is called the Father-Son Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
On NBC.
Of course.
And I made the Arnold Palmer Hospital the charitable recipient of the funds raised from the tournament.
That made him smile, didn't it?
It sure did.
Congratulations.
When I give him a check, he likes that, and we like it too.
Well, that's right. Anything you can do to be associated with Arnold is a cool thing. Tell us a little bit about your company. Now, there are a lot of people listening who are golf nuts like me, and then there are people who, they're sort of aware of golf, and they check on it from time to time, and then you got folks who would rather watch tiddlywinks. But a lot of people don't realize when they watch a golf tournament, whether they know what's going on or not, there's an incredible amount of vision and planning and business that has to go on for that property, that tract, to look like it does and to serve the public like it does and to be playable.
Well, that's true, Jim. My company, I have 3 divisions. I have a golf maintenance division, which is the agronomic side of the business. Mm-hmm. We maintain over 60 golf courses in 12 states. We're the largest in the U.S. in that regard. I'm the largest Jacobson Cushman Ransom dealer in the United States.
Tell us what that is.
That is turf equipment. You've probably seen lawnmowers.
If you just said Cushman, I probably would have put that together because the old Cushman Eagle.
Right,
you know,
right. And
but they make the four-wheel vehicles.
Chucksters, but Jacobson makes the finest greens mowers in the country.
Yeah.
So does Ransom.
It amazes me how those mowers cut those greens like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And
so you're the largest dealer in the country?
Yes. We control about 90% of California, 100% of Arizona, southern Nevada, and about 2/3 of Florida.
Wow. Congratulations.
And we have a golf operations company that we have 15 golf courses that we operate. I just opened a new one 2 days ago called the Blue Shark with Greg Norman.
Where is that?
Nassau in the Bahamas.
All right, the Blue Shark as opposed to the White Shark.
You got it. You got it.
Now, tell us about the founding of this company.
Well, the company was initially put together with three different purchases. I took over the company 7 years ago and have that time the supply company was a small company in Lakeland, Florida, and the golf maintenance company had about 24 golf courses, and we've built the company to the level it is today.
In 7 years?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. What do you think has been the key to your success?
People. And
say that again.
People.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear that? Go ahead.
And any time you're going to build a company, you know, I really believe that intelligent people know everything and powerful people know everybody.
Yeah.
And you've got to know your people.
And you can't be a customers. If you're 100% extension of yourself, you're never going to go anywhere, are you?
That's true.
You got to leverage the people.
Leverage the people.
And their brains.
Absolutely.
Not only hire them, but listen to them.
Listen to them. Give them the ability to make decisions. You know, it's a lot more important finding people doing things right than doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And you've got to be totally involved. If you're going to build a business and start a small business, you know, the two sweetest words in English language is your name on somebody
right.
else's lips.
That's right.
And the shortest distance between two people is a smile. And if you take that approach...
this is from folks. This is from, you know, all that beautiful language is from a grizzled businessman, and you know, he's been around a block a time or two, and you know, that's it. Just works, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a strategy. You got to put yourself in your customer, potential customer's head. You got to think what's important to him, and then match up your strategies with what you think is important to him, and that closes the deal.
And the price is secondary, isn't it, if you can do what you just said?
Absolutely. You know,
price is important, but it's not. It doesn't have to be the number one thing reason they do business with you.
Absolutely. You know, today, whatever business you're in, there's many competitive products. You're competing for time,
yep.
Products, and technology can give you an edge, but it's a very short edge
right.
If you don't have the people, skills, and the people involved.
You got a website?
Absolutely.
Give it to us.
MGGI.com.
MGGI.com.
Right.
Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Ron, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Quick break right after these messages. Going to take a quick one right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from Bay Hill Country Club and Resort in Orlando. Stay with us.
Ain't that what you said?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.